During the season of Easter, we reflected on the message series of redemption, of how our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ died on the cross to save us, to redeem us from those things we could not save or redeem ourselves from by ourselves. And as we come to this Pentecost Sunday, we are concluding that series on redemption. When we realize that Christ has saved us, that Christ has redeemed us, this is something that should fire us up. And especially as we celebrate the Pentecost Sunday, the purpose of Pentecost is to help to fire us up, to encourage us, to animate us, to help us to go forward. So especially we reflect today on that theme, and we ask the Holy Spirit to fire us up. Now, I get sometimes the question, exactly who is the Holy Spirit? God the Father, we can kind of wrap our heads around. God the Son, our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, who saved us, we can understand that concept. But the Holy Spirit of the three persons of the Trinity can sometimes be harder for us to understand. So the definition that I use when someone asks me who is the Holy Spirit is the following definition. I say that the Holy Spirit is that love that existed between God the Father, the first person of the Holy Trinity, and God the Son, our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, the second person of the Holy Trinity. And that love between God the Father and God the Son was so powerful that it produced a third person, the Holy Spirit. So the definition I offer is that the Holy Spirit is the love between God the Father and God the Son. And throughout the history of the church, some of the theologians will sum the Holy Spirit down. There's obviously a lot more than one can say about the Holy Spirit, but that's one possible definition of the Holy Spirit, is that love between God the Father and God the Son. And if we think about what love does for us, love animates us, love inspires us, love helps us to go forward. So especially when we ask the Holy Spirit to be with us, the love that the Holy Spirit can help us to experience will inspire us, will enkindle us, will encourage us, help us to move forward, to inspire us. This is why one of my favorite prayers to the Holy Spirit is the following prayer. Come, Holy Spirit, and enkindle in me the fire of your love. Come, Holy Spirit, and enkindle in me the fire of your love. If you're unfamiliar with that prayer to the Holy Spirit, my invitation today is maybe to internalize, to memorize that prayer of come, Holy Spirit, and enkindle in me the fire of your love in some way, shape, or form. And the reason why I encourage that is because we have moments in our lives where we start to feel discouraged, moments where we feel burned out, empty. We got nothing left in the tank, so to speak. Sometimes people will say, Father Charlie, how do you sometimes keep going? And I say my secret sauce is the Holy Spirit. And it's literally that prayer. There are moments when, just like everyone, I feel drained. I feel emptied out. I feel like I got nothing left in the tank. And it's in those moments that especially I pray that prayer, come Holy Spirit and enkindle in me the fire of your love. I like to pray it especially with my hands extended and opened, with palms facing upward. That posture of receptivity in prayer. And whenever I pray that way, I find that the Holy Spirit helps to fill me up, gives me whatever is needed when I feel tapped out, when I feel burned out, when I feel like I got nothing left in the tank, that the Holy Spirit helps to animate me, encourage me to be able to do whatever needs to be done in that particular moment. And we need the Holy Spirit's help because we all, again, have those moments of discouragement when we feel like we can't go forward, when we don't have enough in the tank, etc. So when you feel that way, invite the Holy Spirit in. Ask the Holy Spirit to fill you, to enkindle you, and the Holy Spirit will do exactly that. Now, an image that we have for the Holy Spirit is that of fire. You can see in the area next to me, okay, where we have the image of the Holy Spirit dove, and very much have the fire theme present. We also know that in the first reading, the Acts of the Apostles, when the Holy Spirit comes upon Jesus' followers, there's that image of tongues of fire. This image of fire is deeply connected to the Holy Spirit. But something I don't know if you caught in the sequence, that was the prayer that was done before the Alleluia in today, before today's gospel, is that in the sequence, there is a special prayer for the Holy Spirit that talks about the Holy Spirit being coolness in the heat. Because in addition to the image of the Holy Spirit being fire that helps to animate, to encourage us, if you think of a fiery type of person, they're someone who goes forward, they're kind of an unstoppable force, right? But also, the Holy Spirit has an image also of more of a coolness, more of a water. And I share that because in my life, I've actually oftentimes identified more with the Holy Spirit in that sense. My natural temperament, my natural disposition that I had throughout my life would be more water than fire. In fact, in the priesthood, I've had to ask the Holy Spirit to fire me up many times because that's just not my natural disposition. Even when I preach, I have to learn how to sometimes do more inflections, etc. My natural way of speaking is more of a kind of an even keel. When someone's going through a crisis situation, my voice can be a calming type of voice, people oftentimes tell me. It's more of that water type of sense that just comes very naturally to me. Fire does not come as naturally to me. Now, I know some other people who fire comes very naturally too, right? Maybe there's some of this church right now that you're like, yeah, Father, I got the fire down, right? Okay. And both sides are good, but both sides are sometimes challenging, right? Some people need to tone down the fire a little bit. They need a little bit more water, right? Water down that fire a little bit, right? Because they're a little bit too hot-headed is the expression we oftentimes use, right? But sometimes people are a little bit too sanguine. They're a little bit too watery. You're like, react, do something. They're like, oh, I'm chill. Like, no, you're a little too chill. You've been chill in that same place. Do something, move, okay? Go forward, right? So there's that way that either extreme is bad. If you're too fiery, that's not good. If you're too watery, that's not good. The Holy Spirit helps bring us to a place of balance, a place of integration between those two extremes. And so that's where that sequence prayer is especially calling to mind this dual aspect of the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit that fires us up, motivates us, gets us to go forward, but also the Holy Spirit that helps us not to be too fiery, that there needs also that way to have a calmness. One of the fruits of the Holy Spirit is that of peace. And someone who has peace, again, there's more of that sense of water. When you go to the ocean, you hear those waves. Why is it that so many people like to listen to that if they're trying to calm down or go to sleep? Because there's that way that water helps to bring that sense of peace, that sense of calmness, that sense of coolness within us. Whereas if we get too fired up, sometimes our mind is racing, we can become over anxious and very preoccupied on things, etc., because we're going a little bit too fast, going too much on that fiery sense of things. So the Holy Spirit brings us in. So it's good to kind of ask ourselves where we feel we are in that perspective right now. Do we feel like we're on the spectrum a little bit too much of the fire or too much of the water? And so we can ask the Holy Spirit to help us. Water us down if we're a little bit too fiery, or inflame us if we're a little bit having that sense of being too watery. So just depending on what extreme we happen to be on those two sides. And what I encourage all of us to do is in some way, shape, or form to offer a personal prayer to the Holy Spirit today. You'll see that here in this area in front of the Holy Spirit image, we have kneelers. And so if you feel so called after Mass, you could pray literally in front of this image of the Holy Spirit, and you could ask the Holy Spirit, maybe offering that prayer that I mentioned earlier, come Holy Spirit and enkindle in me the fire of your love. Maybe you don't feel that you have a relationship with the Holy Spirit and you would like to start a relationship with the Holy Spirit. Coming after Mass, kneeling and just expressing that is a great way to start. Maybe you feel like you already have a relationship with the Holy Spirit, but you'd like to take it to the next level. Then again, same thing that one could do. If one doesn't feel called or comfortable to kneel here in the image of front of the Holy Spirit after Mass, know that you could do the same thing in your car, in your house, in your home, wherever it is you feel called. But I would encourage some way, shape, or form to offer that intentional prayer to the Holy Spirit, whether it's immediately after Mass or some other time today. And the reason why that prayer is so important is the Holy Spirit comes wherever the Holy Spirit is invited. The Holy Spirit comes wherever the Holy Spirit is invited. So when we say that prayer, and if you listen to pretty much any prayer to the Holy Spirit, it usually starts with some form of come, Holy Spirit, because that's what the prayer is saying. Holy Spirit, we invite you in. We want you to come in to this place, into this space, into this time. The Holy Spirit comes only where invited. So as we offer that prayer to the Holy Spirit in some way, shape, or form, then we're giving that invitation to the Holy Spirit to come into our lives, to fire us up, to animate us, to encourage us, to help us to know of that love that exists between God the Father and God the Son. And maybe the Holy Spirit that will help us if we struggle a little bit too much with fire to experience more of that water, that coolness, that peace. Or if we struggle too much on the water side and maybe we need to be fired up a little bit more, that the Holy Spirit will help us in that way. And so if you feel so called, I invite you now to pray along with me. Come, Holy Spirit, and enkindle in me the fire of your love.